It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Porn star Stormy Daniels joined the UK's reality television show Celebrity Big Brother. The season's theme is Eye of the Storm. And the cast members will be asking for forgiveness for past scandals. I don't think Stormy wants forgiveness. I don't think she's ever expressed any remorse.
I mean, good for her for getting on TV and getting more exposure for herself, but I don't think she feels bad for what she did. She just slept with the president.
Other celebrities on the season include Princess Diana's former psychic Sally Morgan, Kirstie Alley, and former broker Nick Leeson, who went to jail for fraudulent trading that cost his bank hundreds of millions of pounds.
Yeah, feel bad about that, like taking people's money, but other stuff, like what did they do?
Denise Richards is looking forward to joining the cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I am. I've, you know, been a fan of the show, and Lisa Rinna is a very good friend of mine.
Love Lisa. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I think it'll be a fun ride and something completely different, and, you know, I'm excited, actually, about it. I am friends with Lisa. I know Camille, and I met Kyle a couple times before.
Disney is being slammed on Twitter for hiring a straight actor to play its first openly gay character. Disney announced that Jake Whitehall will star as Emily Blunt's gay brother alongside Dwayne Johnson in The Jungle Cruise, but many weren't happy that the company hired a straight actor to play the gay character and took Twitter to voice their displeasure.
Okay, but I understand, like, you want a person to do that, but if they're not available, they're not available. But, like, what about any movie where a person, like, Brokeback Mountain, two gay men? Yeah. Those guys are straight,
right?
They
were right? Straight? Yeah, I don't know.
And listen, when they said, I wish I could quit you, I believed it.
Iconic. After Omarosa claimed that tapes existed of Donald Trump using the N-word on The Apprentice, she then released a recorded phone call with the president.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw on the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody.
Wow.
You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that. Damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
That's such good
I feel like he definitely knew. In a series of tweets yesterday, though, Trump claimed that Mark Burnett, the producer for The Apprentice, called him personally to say that there are no tapes of The Apprentice, where I use such a terrible and disgusting word. He said that word isn't even in his vocabulary, and he's never used it in his life. Omarosa left the White House in January and is promoting a book about her experiences with Donald Trump. The president said, wacky Omarosa, who got fired 3 times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time. She never made it. Never will. She begged me for a job, tears in her eyes. I said, okay. People in the White House hated her. She was vicious, but not smart. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are waiting until sometime next year to get married. They feel like they've made the commitment, and that's the most important thing to them. Sources also say to not view their engagement as jumping the gun. Justin's been in love for a long time, and a number of times the public didn't even know that they had gotten back together. And Ryan Reynolds joked that his original plot idea for Deadpool 2 was kind of funny. He talked about kind of mixing in a popular reality show in the plot.
Well, my first pitch to the studio was not met very well. I pitched them that Deadpool, for the sequel, that Deadpool would, the whole story of the movie would be Deadpool trying to steal the big red chair from The Voice.
That's right.
And they were like, no. That's just the dumbest thing ever.
That was the whole idea of the movie.
Yeah.
And Nicki Minaj talked about why she thinks former Vice President Joe Biden likes big butts.
I mean, anytime a white person gets like the pass that they can be like invited to the cookout, that means they probably like big butts.
Oh, and he's permanently invited to the cookout.
He's permanently invited to the cookout because he showed love to, you know, our love, you know, Obama, and they worked so well together. And he also just seems so genuine. And I find that genuine men like big butts.
According to TMZ, Demi Lovato's near-death OD began at 4 a.m. on July 24th when she texted a drug dealer to come to her house. Sources with direct knowledge say that Demi had been at a party in WeHo following a birthday celebration at Saddle Ranch on the Sunset Strip. After the drug dealer got the text, he came to her house where the two free-based oxycodone on tinfoil. What Demi didn't know is the drug dealer had a bad habit of buying dirty drugs from Mexico, and the batch in question appeared to be laced with fentanyl. That's the same drug that killed Prince and Lil Peep. The dealer left her house when he noticed that she was in bed breathing very heavily, and sources say that Demi had been using the dealer since April. That is the garbage.